Its current state on 90.5 WKAR, Sesame Street is one of television's most enduring programs, having educated and entertained children for decades. WKAR-TV airs the program virtually 7 days a week. Next week, one of the show's stars will visit 6 libraries here around Lansing, and current state Scott Pohl talked with Roscoe Orman, who plays Gordon. Everybody knows Gordon. Scott, it seems like Gordon's been a fixture on Sesame Street forever.
Well, almost, but not quite, Mark. Okay. This is the show's 46th season and Roscoe Orman's 41st as Gordon. Mm. He says the role of Gordon has gone through some changes over the years.
Over the past few years, some of us senior members have kind of, you know, we've kind of moved over to the side for some younger neighborhood friends and characters to emerge. So we're not as often seen on the show anymore. There's still a presence among some of us, but for a good 35 to 40 years, we've been kind of mainstays on the show. And Gordon, of course, is a resident school teacher married to Susan the nurse, father of Miles, who, by the way, was played by my son, Miles, during the early years of his life. That storyline emerged shortly after his birth. Susan and Gordon had not been parents, and it occurred to the producers that it might be a good idea to introduce the topic of adoption, and so Susan and Gordon adopted baby Miles that year and raised him as our son. So there have been so many highlights to the run as Gordon, and through, you know, all the years with all the different human and Muppet characters, as you can imagine.
You know, it's really amazing that that the show has been on this long, that you were involved that long. It makes me it makes me curious to know if you were always interested in work that was aimed at a youthful audience.
Well, it's only by chance that it occurred at pretty much the perfect time in my life. You know, I became a father in the mid-70s, and that's when I was asked to join the cast. For the 10 or 12 years before that in my career, I was doing primarily theater. I did a little bit of TV work, nothing much to speak of. And then I did a few feature films. I went out to L.A. and did a few movies. Didn't think Hollywood was my cup of tea, so I came back to New York, where Sesame Street is produced, and resumed my theater career. And it was within a year of that return to New York that I was asked to come in and audition for this show, which I had kind of heard of through a friend of mine who was, we were kind of, you know, acquaintances really at that point. Matt Robinson, who was the original Gordon on Sesame Street. He was a wonderful writer, producer, one of the, not just original performers on the show, but he was one of the creative forces that that helped shape the show as a writer and producer. And Matt and I had known each other prior to the Sesame Street years. He hailed from Philadelphia, where he began his TV career at WCAU. And I did a show for him back in the early 60s. So we kind of reconnected. But he was also kind of weary after, what, 3 or 4 years of acting this role of Gordon. He didn't consider himself an actor. They kind of talked him into doing the role because the way everyone had conceived of him, Matt seemed to be the perfect fit. He was pretty much like Gordon in many respects. So he said, "Oh, sure, I'll do it," never thinking that it would that the show would last even more than a few years. So when he stepped down, actually they brought in another actor before I came on, who lasted, I think, one season. And then I was offered the job. And as they say, the rest is history. So it's been an incredible ride. I can't believe it's been 41 years either. You know, that's got to have broken some record somewhere.
You have become an advocate for children over the years. I wanted to ask you if that was something that already existed within you, or if that has built in you over the years of working on Sesame Street.
Well, you know, when I first joined the cast, I realized that this was more than just an acting job, because, you know, as a permanent resident of the show, particularly as an African-American male figure, father figure, you know, husband, provider, and kind of, you know, mentor to the kids and the Muppets, and, you know, the young people around, not just on the set, but around the world who would have this father figure to look up to. I realized that there was a certain level of responsibility attached to that. And it really came to light most strongly after my first few seasons on the show. During our hiatus period, I was offered an acting job on a soap opera, All My Children, in which I played a really bad guy. And I thought it would be fun, you know, to play this villain. And I was, you know, pretty treacherous and horrible. But, you know, as most actors who play roles like that will tell you, that they're the most fun to do. They're juicy, and they give you a chance to do things that you would never be able to do in real life. So I kind of relished the opportunity. But I was told within that first season of doing that, because they really wanted to keep me on permanently, because they liked what I was doing with that role. But I was called into the office at Sesame Street and told that, you know, this is not going to work for us. If you're playing a bad guy on one station, and the kids tune in and see you as Gordon on the other. And it wasn't until then that I realized that there was a real sense of responsibility attached to being a permanent fixture on this wonderful educational program that presented us as models, you know, as adults, you know. And so that ended my soap opera career. I made that choice to, you know, and I think it was the right choice. I think the bad guy role would have not lasted nearly as long as Gordon and Sesame Street has.
We're talking with Roscoe Orman about his acting career. You know him as Gordon on public television's Sesame Street. He'll be visiting Lansing area libraries next Monday and Tuesday. You're coming to the Lansing area for a series of public appearances at libraries for the Capital Area District Library System here. I wanted to ask you about why libraries. Are libraries of special importance to you?
Well, they are. You know, libraries have played a really big and important role in my entire life. I'll never forget my grandmother, Viola Wells, who took me to libraries before I could read. You know, she would take me by the hand and take me to this place that had all these books, and they would, you know, I fell in love with the whole experience of being in libraries, and learning to read, of course, helped me to really appreciate it even more. You know, I love not just picture books, but eventually, of course, reading all of the great classic books of, you know, for early childhood readers. And then, of course, in high school and being introduced to Shakespeare. You know, I mean, libraries and reading, per se, have been a very important part of my life, and it remains. So I've actually written a few books of my own now, and I think it's something which I hope is not lost on the current generation. I know with all the technology that exists, there's access to so many other forms of entertainment and information, but I think books and libraries really do still hold a very special place, and I hope that young people are encouraged to use them.
I want to get the titles of your books out there. They include Sesame Street Dad, Evolution of an Actor, and a children's book called Ricky and Mobo, and you did the illustrations for that one, too.
That's correct, yes. And what a joy that was to get a chance to use my my visual art skills. I actually, from an early age in school, I loved to draw, and I'll never forget that one of my teachers in I guess it was the fourth or fifth grade, who noticed that I was not paying any attention to what she was saying or doing, but I was doing something sitting at my desk, and she came back and she saw that I was drawing something. I probably a picture of her. And instead of reprimanding me and scolding me, she said, "Wow, this is really good." And she contacted my parents and informed them that I had some special skills, and gave them a suggestion there was a scholarship being offered for the young potential visual artist at the local Saks department store back in those days. And I was enrolled and was studying art and drawing on the weekends as a result of that. And that kind of fed into my my love of the visual arts as well.
On Monday and Tuesday, Roscoe Orman, Gordon of Sesame Street fame, will make public appearances at libraries in the Lansing area. There's a complete schedule on the Capital Area District Library's website, cadl.org. Roscoe Orman, thank you.
Oh, well, thank you, Scott.
For Current State, I'm Scott Pohl.